Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Today I want to know if you believe social media and other mobile phones, and mobile phones in general, play a negative part in your relationship. We got an email in. Hi, Niall. Now, there was a little bit before this particular part of the email, but we took it out because we don't want to identify the people in question. All right, so always be conscious when you're writing us an email that you don't put in something that might identify yourself or identify your partner, because we don't want them giving out to you all having a barney at the end of the night because you heard it on the radio. Hi now, can you please bring up something on your show about my partner's phone habits? We are always arguing about him being on the phone due to the WhatsApp chat groups that he's in. Every time an ad comes on the television, he picks up the phone when we're together. It's lighting up non-stop, and at the end of our conversations, he will pick up the phone immediately and text back. I'm constantly on at him. I have to put it away. But he says he's replying to one guy he hasn't talked to since yesterday. I'm assuming for work, he means. But it's the same excuse over and over and over. He's in so many group chats. Honestly, who has this time to keep writing in group chats all day? We're in our mid-30s, both working every day, so I want to spend some time without the phone. I've asked him not to use it in the bedroom, but he still does. How many more times can I say it? He is always on it. He doesn't think it's an issue, and it's a new group chat he's replying to every single time. Has any of your listeners got advice? I can't be the only one going through this. Well, you're probably not the only one going through it. And it is fair to say that mobile phones, smartphones in general, have damaged relationships. They have destroyed relationships. They have added to the increase in infidelity because people are, you know, hooking up online with people that they haven't seen in years, ex-girlfriends and boyfriends and stuff like that. You know, so they catch up with them on Facebook and they're sending them messages on the sly while their wife or their husband is not looking. And yet, that's not really what she's talking about, I suppose. I don't think she suspects something is going on. But she's essentially saying he's bringing his work home with him too, I suppose, in some sense, because he's on group WhatsApps. I'm assuming these are work group WhatsApps, or maybe they're just mates. Now, I'm on a few group WhatsApps with a few friends and bits and pieces, and then I'm on those, I think, three here for work. We've one for presenters and one for the radio station and one for something else. I can't even remember what it was. But I tend not to reply or get involved in them. Once the weekend comes, I do hear it pinging every now and then. Bing, bing, bing. And just, you know, and it's usually, to give you some indication, because we've people working remotely in the radio station, you know, and different presenters are working remotely or trying to edit their stuff remotely, you know, we have to make sure one person is off the computer before the next person goes on remotely, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, the main computer. So you'd have messages coming up like, is anybody on Studio 2? Can you hop off? I need to hop on. All this kind of, and it's constantly, bing, 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 bing. And I'll be honest with you, I don't think I've put a single message up in it in about a year. Or 8 months at least, anyway. I don't. I generally don't. Now, the only groups that I do get involved with is myself and Aisling and Robbie. You know Robbie, our reporter, who was with us last year. Unfortunately, during the COVID, it's very difficult for him to go out in the general public, so he hasn't been really with us, but he may be coming back to us very soon. But myself and Aisling and Robbie would have a group chat where we just see stories in the paper, we just send it to each other. But there's no urgency on replying. If you see it, you see it. Like, Aisling's not going to get the huff if I don't reply immediately. Or I'm not going to get the huff if Ash doesn't reply immediately. And they're the only other group chats I'm on. But I think for everybody's sake, when you finish work on Friday, you probably should ignore most of the messages, unless it's something of importance. This kind of job, I suppose, is different in some sense. But unless it's of something of grave importance, I think, and Leo Varadkar talked about this last week. So in relation to your mates and the group chats you have with your mates, are these group chats and are these WhatsApp group chats and are these people with mobile phones constantly all the time, is it destroying relationships? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Or maybe you believe it's not. Maybe you believe she's overthinking this completely. She's probably doing it herself. Gina, hi.
Hi, how are you, Niall?
How are you, Gina? Gina, are mobile phones doing a lot of damage to relationships?
I think they're doing a lot of damage to all relationships, not just not just boyfriend, girlfriend or whatever, intimate relationships, all relationships. I have a rule in my home. There's no phones, no technology allowed at the dinner table whatsoever.
That's a great rule, by the way.
And we all come home and we all talk about our day at the end of the day, whether it's school, work, whatever. We all, one by one, we talk about our day. And that's the way I always want to keep it. I think there's more to this than that. Like, if, okay, as you were just saying there, like, group chat, even like a one or two of your friends and stuff like that, or a couple of the lads or whatever, the phone doesn't go constantly.
No.
Like, won't stop. I think there's more to it than what he's saying.
See, I have notifications off on my phone.
Yeah, so do I.
Because the problem is, on Facebook I have 75,000 followers and on Twitter I have 45,000, so or something around that. So if I was to leave the notifications on, it'd be constantly going. So I purposely have all the notifications turned off. The only notifications I have on are texts.
Yeah, well, what I normally do, especially like on a Friday, because I have a personal work phone and I have my own personal phone. My work phone gets turned off and gets left in my room on a Friday evening. And I have to learn to do that. Because in my line of work as a carer, I'm the supervisor, so I kind of... So if it's something important, the manager will ring my personal phone if it's something really, really urgent.
So you've limited the amount of people that have your other phone number. Yeah.
Yeah, massively.
Right.
Well, I just think it can ruin relationships. And I think that if his phone is gone that much, is he hiding the phone from her? Is she seeing the groups that the messages that are going back and
forth?
Do you
think there's another concern here?
Yeah, well, I would be, like, if my partner, like, Brendan, if he was on the phone constantly, I'd be like, well, no, he's never on his phone. His phone's on silent, left in the room all the time. Like, he never goes near it. But if it was going like that constantly, no.
Yeah, I tend to, when I'm watching television now, my phone is always on silent. It's just a habit, actually, from working in radio. You tell your phone on silent. Although I have left it on the air once or twice and it's gone ping. but generally, I always have. So out of that habit, I tend to do that a lot, even when I'm not working. And if I'm watching television, I'll turn the phone upside down, face down, screen down. Because otherwise, the screen even lighting up attracts your attention.
So I'll
turn it face down. And that's something I'll do just if I don't want to be distracted by it.
No, well, what we normally do, if we're having a movie night or something, we just leave our phones in the bedroom. The kids are in bed, so we know they're safe.
Yeah.
And we leave the phones in the bedroom. If anything, nothing could be that important that, like, for 2 or 3 hours, that we can't just have just downtime with no screen time. Just, like, we'll sit down and just vegetate, watching telly or whatever, have a chat or whatever, you know, just to kind of get them out of the way. Because I just find it can take over your life. If you allow it to take over your life, it will take over your life.
I'm looking here now, right? I literally, as you were talking there, when you mentioned the word screen time, on iPhones there's a thing called screen time.
And
it tells you how long you've been on your phone in the last week, right?
Yeah.
And on my phone in the last week, I've spent 6 hours and 29 minutes.
Jeez, that's great.
Is that long? That's a long time, isn't it?
No, but not really. Well, in fairness, so I would be on my phone a lot for work reasons.
Yeah.
But like outside of work, I try to not be. I try to stay away from it as much as I can, especially if I'm off for weekends and stuff like that. Mm. I'll come away from the phone as much as I can. Now, unless something's going on and the girls are planning a night away or something's going on and we're talking back and forward, that's different. But other than that, no.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be kind of, no. It's
so what advice would you tell her to basically say to him, listen, this either stops or we stop?
I wouldn't put it that way. I'd kind of sit down and just kind of talk and try to come to a compromise. Like at the end of the day, they need to have their own time.
Yeah.
And she needs to make clear her feelings. And then maybe he can kind of look at this and go, okay, I wasn't really thinking of that. Like maybe communication, maybe he's not even realizing that's bothering her. Do you know what I mean?
So maybe I think she does. She says how many times she said it to him, that she does mention. Yeah. You know, and she said, I've asked him not to use it in the bedroom, but he still does. How many more times can I say it? He is always on it, doesn't think it's an issue.
Oh, well, yeah, now, bring him into the bedroom. No, seriously, I'd be kicking him out in 2 seconds.
Sure. You'd be there like, surely there's better things we could be doing in the bedroom.
Exactly, yeah, hello.
Yeah. But, I'm naked, look.
Yeah, hello, it's me here, hi. Yeah, I do have balls, but you can best go to them.
I remember somebody telling me before that with her boyfriend, if there was a football match or whatever it was on the television, she could dance across in front of him naked and he'd actually say, excuse me, you're in the way there.
Oh no. I'm actually gone to that bad stage now. Brendan's kind of quite up there.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad to hear that, Brendan.
But I think she needs to seriously sit down and say, look, this is the way it is. This is how I feel. and, you know, he needs to come back. And, you know, then to come to compromise on it, like, okay, do you want to talk to the lads or whatever, blah, blah, blah. But also, if he's hiding his phone, I'd be questioning that as well. Like, if she's not seeing what's going on and the hand is going over as he's typing and stuff like that, I would be kind of questioning that as well. But if that's not happening, and it is just genuinely chatting with lads or whatever, and, like, it kind of sounds like maybe he's probably just bored with a whore or whatever, so do something different. You know, I know right now it's shite because we can't go out to the cinema, we can't go bowling, we can't go for getting pool, we can't do anything right now.
Yeah, you can't even go to a shop unless it's Lidl or Aldi or whatever, or Dunn's or Tesco's. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can't, I mean, a day out really is a day in Aldi, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, even going out for a walk now, you're looking out and the weather's gorgeous, you're going out in your shorts, you're running back in to put your jeans on because it's Baltic out. But, like,
yeah, and there's, you know what's something worse, like, when we did have the restaurants, of course, there's nothing worse than going into a restaurant and seeing a couple, particularly a young couple, by the way, sitting there, well, any couple.
On their phones.
On their phones.
I hate it. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. Like, I don't even, like, if we go out for dinner, like, my phone won't be in my bag, but that's just because the babysitter can get in touch with that and drop the kids.
Yeah,
but,
and that's fine. That's completely understandable. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, like, I'd probably just check the phone briefly, like, just glance. So that, you know, where you kind of hit the side button to for the light to come on, and there's no message or WhatsApp there on this call, I wouldn't even open it then, you know, I'm going to throw it back in the bag. I hate when I see that. Or, you know, like, even when you see people in the cinema and someone's always on their phone and the other one's watching the movie.
See people on their phones in the cinema, and everybody spots it because you can see the light from the phone coming on. I'm going, will you put your phone away?
Like, I'm kind of looking at people, like, and it's not only young people, like, I see people, like, in their 30s and in their 40s kind of sitting there and, like, no conversation, or even if they're sitting in a pub together, no conversation, two of them are on their phones, and I'm like, what's the point of coming out together? Stay home and do that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. There's no interaction at all, or just like a quick hello.
Okay, so you think basically what you're telling me here, Gene, is telephones, these mobile smartphones, are a bad invention. They're a bad idea.
They're good for some things, for getting in touch. Like, I honestly couldn't see myself now doing what I did years ago. Right, I meet you at 8 o'clock at the end of the green. And whoever shows up, or if someone doesn't
show up, the days.
Or if someone's running late, they were the good old days.
Yeah.
I remember, you know, I don't think we could
Oh, well, your mates would call to the door and say, is Gina coming out to play?
Yeah, I don't think we could cope with that right now.
Thanks, Gina. It's been wonderful talking to you. You go off there and have a good time with Brendan, all right?
Yes, okay.
See you. Bye, Gina. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. Well, based on her email, by the way, about her husband constantly being on his phone all the time, have smartphones helped us or hindered us? There's the question. That's the real question, isn't it? You know, actual smartphones, where we can look at the news and we can look at WhatsApp groups, and we're not just taking calls and texts anymore, because you get bored of that eventually very quickly. So here's the question. Have smartphones helped us or hindered us? Let's take a little vote during the break. And the number is 087-188-0008. I thought it was a new presenter there talking to Niamh for a second. Hey, Niamh, that was the ad, yes. I hope you don't need that stuff for your allergies or whatever it happens to be. Niamh, hi.
Hi, Niall, how are you?
Did you think the ad was talking to you?
Yeah, I knew you said hello.
Because it started off with, hey, Niamh, and I went, is that Ash thing or something? Is there somebody in the ear there?
I thought it was Ash telling me something.
Niamh, I mean, getting back to this email. Now, I've taken out some of the stuff in the email because I don't want to identify the guilty. But basically, the husband is driving her mad because he's constantly on his, be it work WhatsApp groups or mates WhatsApp groups at the weekends and when they're sitting down watching telly. I mean, is this a problem in a modern society? It is, isn't it? Or is it a third world issue?
Well, it's just rudeness, really. And I mean, it's just rudeness has always been there. Like, I don't think smartphones are a problem. It's people using them are the problem. And, you know, if you're going to be basically sitting in a room ignoring your partner, it's really rude.
Yeah.
You know, could he not just... Firstly, I just find the whole thing very strange because the constant being on his phone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, he's sitting when they're watching television on it. He's in his bedroom, in the bedroom he's on it. So how many times more? She says, how many more times can I say it? He's always on it and doesn't think it's an issue. And it's a new group chat he's replying to every single time.
Mm. She can't do anything about it because, like, you have to want to spend time with somebody.
Are you suggesting you're suspicious or something?
Yeah, I am. A little bit. Maybe I'm just being cynical, but I just think men and women can be different. I was just saying to Ash, like, women could be on their phones quite a lot. talking to people about stupid things, random things. But men tend to be a little bit one-word answers. You know, see you tomorrow. Yeah, that's fine. When the pubs are open, meet you for a pint. 8 o'clock, perfect. End of conversation.
Whereas women tend to go into the, you know, how you keep and all that.
And what are you going to wear? And will you go for something to eat first? No, no, nice top and a pair of jeans. Okay, great. Yeah, but you tend to chat.
Yeah.
Men are more, give me the facts and we're done.
Yeah. So when a man is doing it, it's more concerning, you're thinking?
Well, anyone is doing it for that amount of time and being that sort of rigid about not stopping. You know, if he knows it's an issue for her. I mean, I would hate to sit in a room with somebody and they were just constantly on their phone.
So do you have rules? Or did you ever need them?
No, it's just general courtesy. You know, it's like...
Yeah, but I mean, would your other half be... Is he a smartphone person? Is he bothered by them, or is he interested in them?
To a certain degree. He likes watching videos on YouTube every now and again, and he'll...
What sort of videos is he watching on YouTube?
No, not dirty. Well, he is not doing it in front of me. Not sitting in the kitchen at 6 in the evening. Jeepers.
Watching Debbie does Dallas while he's having
his
dinner.
The kids wandering in the house.
Daddy, what's that?
Oh, sorry, she just has a chest infection. She's all right. Don't worry about it.
I'm just looking it up.
I'm just looking up asthma.
So you think it's as long as it's just not taken too far. So, I mean, but would you have a rule? Like Gina said, she's a rule, for example, no smartphones at the dinner table, no smartphones in the bedroom. She's a rule. Is that fair, or is that a little bit of an imposition on the other person?
Common courtesy. If you're sitting with somebody, I mean, if you're talking to somebody face to face in person, you'd feel really offended if they kept looking down, didn't look at you when you were talking to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we communicate with our faces. You know, you can tell what somebody's thinking about what you're saying to them by what their facial expression. So if they're not looking at you when you're talking to them. So if you're sitting at the dinner table trying to have a conversation with your family.
See, Ash does give out to me about that sometimes. But now here's the thing, right? We had a bit of a barney about it one day. Not obviously a serious barney, but just a funny barney. But she used to give that to me because she was talking to me and I'm on the phone texting. Now, it was an important person I had to text back, right? I'm not going to get into the details of it, right? But I had started texting before she started talking to me. But I think Ash thinks then I should stop texting and give her my undivided attention and then go back to texting. So what is it? Was I being rude?
What did you say? Sorry, excuse me.
Be careful. She's looking in the window, smiling here, waiting for your answer, Niamh. But go on. So
did you say, sorry, hang on 1 second, Ash. I'll be with you in a second. I just need to finish this text.
I did.
Then, no, I don't think you were being rude.
Yep.
Sorry, Ash.
She's so disappointed. Hold on a second. The voice of reason has spoken, Ashley.
I know, and that's fair enough. And Eve, I totally accept your point. But the one thing...
Well, give us the real story, Ash. What really happened? Well,
that is the real story.
Forgets to, you know, leaves out, basically, is the point where, you know, we're tied for time. You know, only a certain minute. And I'm like, Niall, right, this is what we're going to do in the show. And Niall ignores me, so I'm going, okay, right, I'll wait. And then I'm like, right, now, do you need such and such on the show? I need to get an... And then he's texting. I'm like, hang on now, who's important? Telling Karen you love her, or actually organising the show right now?
Telling Karen I love her. Fairness. That's important. Okay, thanks, no, Ash. Well, stay there, Niamh. Let me go to Maria. Maria, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Maria?
Hello, Noel. How are you?
Good, Maria. Nice to talk to you. Maria, have phones hindered us in relationships, or are they a good thing?
To a certain point, they're a good thing.
Okay.
But they, you know, I think people just rely on them too much now. There is, you know, they've totally taken up the place of, like, personal interaction. And I'm repeating what other people have said. You go to a restaurant when we could.
Yeah, when we could. Yeah.
When we could. And people get out and you see them. They put their stuff down, especially women. They put the handbag down. They take out what they need.
Yeah.
Years ago, it'd be a packet of fags. Now,
yeah. It's a mobile phone. Yeah.
And as I said to Ashley, I was at a concert in Dublin a few years ago, and the two women in front of me, despite being requested not to make videos, they filmed it while he was on stage singing, and then they played it back to themselves while he was still on the stage.
While he's still singing.
And I was like,
you see, this is the thing, and I remember going back a long, long time ago, going away on holidays when video cameras came out first, and ones that you could actually carry, right? When they came out first.
because
they were like movie cameras when they came out first. But ones that you'd actually carry. And I remember going to Florida, my first ever, you know, big holiday to Florida. And in those days, they didn't have a screen. They had like a viewfinder that you had to look into.
Yes.
And I saw that whole holiday in black and white through a viewfinder. Because I think it's the same thing when you're going to a gig and you're videoing it. So you're watching, you're paying to see this thing live and you're looking at it on a screen.
I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I mean, I tapped him on the shoulder and said, and pointed at the camera and said, turn it off. But then they looked at me as if I was, there was something wrong with me.
Yeah, you're just being awkward.
Man, exactly. The man we've paid all the money to see is up on stage, not 50 feet away. And they're filming him. It's madness.
Okay, and you, by the way, are you in a relationship, Maria?
I'm married, 40 years.
Okay, and do you both have smartphones?
I have a smartphone. My husband's got an old thing that he's not remotely
technology
that way inclined. God, no. I have to use my phone for certain things, but I wouldn't be, I wouldn't be on it.
So you wouldn't be at the dinner table checking, you know, the news or checking your WhatsApps?
Absolutely not. If I want to look at the news, I was going to say RTE, but I wouldn't do that either.
Well, I think a lot of people are getting turned off RTE at the moment, to be honest with you. Well, the daily debt notices.
I don't watch much television, to be perfectly honest with you.
Yeah.
Much rather listen to radio, but...
Yeah. I mean, what Maria is saying in general about mobile phones and smartphones, it does raise a whole question about their validity in society. I mean, yes, her husband has the old Nokia probably style phone. And certainly... go ahead.
He does have the old one. Old style.
It's a Nokia, is it? Yeah.
Yeah, and it works. He can make a phone call. That's all he needs it for.
Do me a favour, both of you, because I'm a little bit gone over time now to be break. Stay there, Niamh, if you can. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Number's 087-188-0008. Maria believes they're a bit of a hindrance, mostly. Certainly in a relationship. All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Number's 087-188-0008. Niamh, just before I go to Sarah, so finally, in relation to this woman, she should just tell the husband to stop.
She said she already has, didn't she?
Yeah, it's not working.
No, he has to want to stop. I mean, he sounds like...
this is like alcoholism, isn't it? He has to want to
stop. Yeah, but it is. It's just rude, isn't it? He's either sitting in a room with her or he isn't. You know, just maybe say to him, if you really need to take that call or you really need to send that message, could you go into the kitchen, please? And he'll get so sick and tired of walking in there to the room, he'll probably stop.
Okay, well, save for a second. Sarah, how are you doing? You're in Ireland's Classic Kids. Oh, Sarah, go ahead, sorry. I should really switch you on, Sarah. That would certainly help, wouldn't it? Sorry, Sarah, go ahead.
Technology for you, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It never works when you want it to. Sarah, I mean, what do you think of this woman who's emailing?
I think he's at play where he's doing. Mess on the phone and see which way he reacts.
Right, okay.
Right.
So she does the same thing?
Yeah.
Right. But then there'd be two of them at it. That would kind of defeat the purpose then, wouldn't it?
Yeah, not at all. But then you'd see which way, like, I'd be sitting down, or we'd be sitting down watching the film, and then next of all, he'd pick up the phone and start checking, right?
Right.
And I'd say nothing. He used to get in on me an awful lot. So I decided to say, well, right then,
I'll
start messing around with my phone. And now his game is like, you're not watching the film, like, you're on your phone. And I'd say, why, what's wrong with that? Sure, you were on it.
Right, so you're pitting against each other then. That's not the way to win the argument, is it, really?
No, but it's not the way. She's that bothered of wondering what he's doing and what he's not doing.
What would you do? I mean, is it a bad idea if people are on their phones watching television at the same time and constantly on them all the time? Is that bad? Is that would you put up with that?
That is an issue. In fairness, if it's a 24/7 thing, it's just no interest in what's going on around him. He could walk out in the middle of the road and get a smack of a car.
Do you think she's overreacting?
Yeah.
Right.
I do.
Now, she does say he seems to be at it all the time when they're watching movies, bedroom, everywhere.
Well, what exactly is he doing on the phone?
He's on his work WhatsApp groups, yeah.
I don't believe that. Like, I work and I on one or two WhatsApp groups. And there wouldn't be major things happening on it, especially from work.
Yeah.
You know, so whatever he's going on about work related, that's the biggest load of crap going.
Right. Do you think he might be up to something?
He could be.
So, Niamh, there you go. Sarah believes that she's overreacting a little bit here.
Well, I think unless he works for MI5, there couldn't be that much drama in work. I mean, what's he Googling in the bedroom? I mean, that would be, you know, there's time and a place.
Interesting positions, maybe. I don't know. Maybe he's...
Well, if you have to Google that, he's not much good.
But surely he'd be on the phone, like, he wouldn't be able to take part in it, would he?
No, not while he's good. Well, hold on for a second. Okay, you move your leg over there, okay? And hold on, I'll put my arm here. I mean, I just look at the phone again and see what the position was like.
Yeah, you press the volume button on the phone.
Then he says, no, that's not how she did it. Then he's in big trouble.
Listen, ladies, thank you very much indeed. Niamh and Sarah, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Number is 087-188-0008.
Hi, Classic Hits. Just listen to Niall there on the radio talking about mobile phones intruding in your personal life. This is a little bit off centre, but mobile phones have ruined my professional life for the last 23 years. I've had owners of businesses ringing me on my day off, texting me. I used to be a general manager in a nightclub in Dublin. I'd finish maybe at 5 in the morning. I'd have all the office be ringing me at 9. I'd have to have meetings, texting me. Just crazy. I mean, crazy. I never had any downtime. I also worked in hospitality, managing bars and restaurants, and it was just off the wall. I've even had owners of businesses text me going, why aren't you answering your phone? Because I'm on a day off. So I couldn't have been happy when Lirio Vagka brought in that law so you couldn't be contacted on your day off. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. She worked in the nightclub industry. And by the way, I think I recognise her voice. So I think I know you. But anyway, she worked in the nightclub industry. And the bosses or the owners of the club would be texting her the next morning, even though she'd worked till 5 o'clock in the morning the night before. The owner swans in. How much money did we make last night? Why not text her and find out? But, you know, she only got into bed a half an hour ago. Doesn't matter. Because their lives are more important than ours because they're the ones making all the money. I get it. I worked in the nightclub industry for years. I know exactly what that's like. But absolutely, mobile phones can destroy people's lives.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits.